All right, guys. Happy Thursday. Almost at the end of another week here. Unbelievable. Got a great guest lined up for today, guys. Rick Ellis. He's what's his name? Sinatra there. Frank Sinatra. Sound alike. He does the circuit there in San Francisco. He's gone actually a few other places around the country, and he's presently working on landing a gig in New York. But he's really good. He sounds just like Sinatra. In fact, after the first break, before I bring him on, we're going to play his Ron Paul tribute song. In fact, it's not just a tribute song. It's a campaign song for Ron Paul, singing as Frank Sinatra. It's really cool. It's a spinoff of Sinatra's New York song. You know, "It's Up to You, Ron Paul," he says. So it's really cool. So we'll be playing that after the break. Then I'll be bringing him on. He'll be telling us about his career, how he got started in this, and most importantly, what got him interested in Ron Paul. I had an interesting talk with him last week. He related the story to me. So, you know, I'll have him share that with you, and we'll talk about a few other things, you know, what he sees going on now with this current administration and the direction that we've been taken away from what this country was supposed to be. Of course, we've been taken away from that ideal for a long time now, but again, never like what we see under this administration. You know, like the guest yesterday was saying, you know, as bad as this current, as bad as things were under Clinton, good heavens, it's like, bring him back. boy, I tell you, I couldn't stand Clinton. I couldn't stand his administration. But considering the mess we're in right now, seriously, bring it back. We fared much better under that scoundrel than this one. Anyway, guys, let me just go over a few quick announcements here. Once again, guys, I still have not voted on this S-1959, the Senate bill. The House already sold us out, of course. A whopping margin, they voted for H.R. 1955. But the Senate resolution 1959 is still up for vote. You know, I think they realized that, whoops, we're not going to sneak this through so easily as we thought. There's a lot of opposition to this, so we'll just wait a little while. We'll create a distraction. And while nobody's paying attention, then we'll slip it through. Or we'll piggyback it aboard some other bill. You know, that's why I think they're waiting on it. But, guys, this is the biggest assault on your constitutional rights and freedoms ever in the history of this country. This goes beyond anything that we have seen since 9/11, way beyond. This is the end of freedom of speech, and this is what it's designed to do. They know that the internet is overriding their monopoly on information. It's overriding their propaganda media, that people are now turning away from television news, they're turning away from the newspapers because they know they're getting nothing but lies. I mean, you really have to be deaf, dumb, and blind to not see it at this point, that our media is a bunch of scoundrels, a bunch of sellout un-American fascist pigs. So if you want to call your representatives, let them have it and tell them you're not going to stand for it, that you don't want to see this piece of trash passed. Here's the numbers to call to do that. Voice your opinion. Voice it loudly, I hope. 800-828-2498 or 800-614-2803, 877-851-6437. Or you can call the local number 202-224-3121 or 202-225-3121. Seriously, guys, get on the horn and let them have it. All right, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Rick Ellis.
Thank you. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. And as I said before the break, we got our guest today, Rick Ellis. He's a Frank Sinatra impersonator, does a heck of a job. Just before I introduce him, though, thought it'd be appropriate to play his Ron Paul song, a tribute song, also a campaign song for Ron Paul. It's really good stuff. So at this time, if they're ready back there at the station, they'll be popping that on for us. So give it a whirl. This will take a second or so here, guys. Just give it a second here to. Oh, it is playing. I don't hear it.
Start spreading the news.
I don't hear it.
It's time for a change.
Oh, okay.
We'll make a brand new start of it. Ron Paul, Ron Paul. It's your right to choose. It's the American way. The constitutional heart of it. Ron Paul, Ron Paul. I want to wake up in a country that doesn't sleep to fight for our civil rights and liberty. These little man blues are melting away. make a brand new start of it. Run, Paul, run, Paul. If we all lend a hand and stand up with this man, it's up to us to vote Ron Paul. Ron Paul, Ron Paul, I want to wake up in a country that's truly free. To find our President Paul in the White House, Capitol Hill, President Paul. These neocon blues are melting away. We'll make a brand new start of it. Vote Ron Paul. And let's show we care and shout it everywhere. It's up to us to vote Ron Paul.
Okay, I guess the song is done. For some reason, we weren't able to hear it, though, while it's playing, so I'm going to put in for Kerry's pink slip back there. In the anyway, I have heard it before, though. It's a great song. Anyway, but yeah, hey, great job. This is Rick Ellis, guys, the singer of that awesome tune. Two great things about it. It not only sounds like Mr. Sinatra, which is cool stuff, but it's a great tribute and campaign slogan song, if you will, for Ron Paul. So tell us, Rick, how did you get involved in the Sinatra impersonation business?
Well, Charles,
singing in the shower?
Yeah, actually. first of all, well, thank you for having me on, Charles and Kerry. Nice to meet you both. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been doing the Sinatra thing since four years. What happened was I'd gone through some personal tough times. Before that, I'd always thought Sinatra and that style of music was a little bit, you know, elevator. And I didn't hold it in much regard. But as I got older and a little more mature and had gone through some of life's tougher situations, I was driving down the road and I heard Sinatra's song Summer Wind. And it was the first time in my life that I actually really heard Sinatra's voice. I heard it. I felt it. And ever since, I've been a huge Sinatra fan. And I just started learning his music. So that's how I got started with the Sinatra thing.
It is good stuff. Picks you up.
Oh, I love it. And now that I'm really listening, he's got a fabulous voice. He's a marvelous storyteller. And, of course, the material, the songs themselves, the melodies and the lyrics, I don't think there's better music in the world, in my opinion anyway.
So yeah.
Great old American jazz standards, you know. Just gorgeous.
So how long have you actually been doing this?
About 4 years, the Sinatra thing. I've been playing music pretty much all my life. I started playing as a drummer in my uncle's gospel band, traveling around all over the Bible Belt doing tent revivals, and I played drums. As an eight-year-old kid, I played drums and banjo and etc. And then as I got older, I turned 21, and I started my first rock band, and I did that for a lot of years, corporate parties, that type of situation, weddings. And then as I got a little older, I started doing a little bit of jazz, and then, of course, I had my Sinatra religious experience, and I've never looked back. I've been doing Sinatra ever since. It just fits my, my personality and kind of how I want to live that music. So,
it's yeah, well, you definitely got the voice for it. No question about it.
Thank you, sir.
So from there, you got into the Ron Paul thing. Now, when did that start? Just in the past year or two, or?
Yeah, I first heard about Ron Paul, probably like a lot of folks, on YouTube about, oh, I guess maybe 8 months ago. And I couldn't believe it. I have never in my life been politically active. I've kind of always felt a little bit disenfranchised or that I didn't have a voice. I just didn't see eye to eye with anything out there. And then along comes this guy, Ron Paul. I saw him on YouTube at some of his videos, and I just couldn't believe it. Here's a guy speaking about smaller government, you know, somebody that voted against the Patriot Act, somebody that believes that, you know, we shouldn't be, you know, taxed on our income and that there's plenty of money to be used for our society if we would kind of change our foreign policy and stick more to taking care of our own self. The whole idea and the concept of spreading democracy through by showing an example instead of force, to me, was just revolutionary. And I,
in other words, go back to the way we're supposed to function.
Yeah, exactly. And it does really it was the first time I ever felt like, wow, I have a voice in government. I couldn't believe it.
He's actually been around. He hasn't been too well known until recently, but he's been around for decades.
And he's
always taken this position, you know, but he's been this unsung hero. Now he's in the forefront, and it's excellent. He's waking a lot of people up.
Well, you're absolutely right, Charles. That's one of the reasons that I've really gotten behind him. Is because I did look into him and started reading about his past and realized that he's a really solid guy. He has always done exactly what he's talking about now. You know, he hasn't changed over the years, and he's been carrying that torch for a long time without, you know, giving up. So I really admire the guy. I was very fortunate to actually meet him and shake his hand here in San Francisco.
I was just going to ask you. Oh, so you did meet him.
Yes, I did, and absolutely impressed with the guy in person. He asked me, what the first thing he asked me was, what is it about, you know, this campaign that you find attractive? And I told him, I said, you know, a smaller government, you know, getting out of Iraq, a lot of different things. And he
basically
said,
basically,
well,
everything.
Yeah, basically everything that you're standing for. And then he made a really incredible statement to me that, For me, it really was the core of what I believe how we should, as Americans and as humans, people, treat each other. He said what he believed is that individuals should have their own personal rights as to how they want to live their lives and what they want to do with their lives, the choices right. They make. As long, you know, if it's not hurting other people, if it's your personal choices in life, then you should be able to make them. And I've always felt that way. So I became a big fan, and I don't know. I woke up one day and I was humming the tune New York, New York, which I do. I perform live with my band, and I just kind of hit the. I said Ron Paul, Ron Paul, and there it was. And I thought, wow, you know, that's really cool. I've never been active politically. Before Ron Paul, I had never donated money before, and I want to encourage everybody to donate to this cause. And you can do that. I'm sure everybody knows, but you can do that at ronpaul2008.com.
Absolutely. Hold that thought. We got to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back, folks, with Rick Ellis.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Joined today by Frank Sinatra imitator, Rick Ellis, entertainer, who's now famous for his Ron Paul song, which we just heard. And yeah, guys, if you want to go to ronpaul.com, ronpaul2008.com, and make a donation, I mean, that's where he's getting his support. He's not getting it from corporate America. He's getting it from We the People, because it's We the People he's going to serve, not corporate America. So this is your way you can make a difference for your own life as well as your country. In fact, I think this is our only hope at this point. Get someone in who's going to work for us for a change instead of this corporate-controlled monopoly, this fascist regime. It's basically what we're looking at, isn't it, Rick?
That's how I feel. I really do feel that Ron Paul is our hope right now. And I'll tell you what I really am enjoying. It blows me away is all the people that I'm meeting. You know, at meetup groups and various events, and just people that I talk to, how unbelievably popular the guy is getting. I love it. Hope it continues to grow, and I hope we have success with it. Of course, I'm looking forward to singing this song at a December 16th tea party that we're planning here in San Francisco, and I'll be performing this song.
Did he actually hear you when you met him? Did he hear you sing?
No, he didn't. And, you know, I was there to support him, and I think I was a little too shy, I guess. Or, I don't know, but I didn't feel it was appropriate. I really wanted to just be there and support him. He had his own program going, and he had, you know, hundreds of people vying for his attention. So I did get to shake his hand and talk with him a little bit, but I didn't mention this song. Now, from what I understand, I've had people tell me since that time that he has heard it, and somebody played it for him in his car, I suppose. I don't know if that's actually the case or not. I certainly hope so. But for me, what I really want people to feel free to use it for is to, and by the way, anybody's free to take it off the website or off of YouTube and share it with people, is maybe the older folks that might not be as internet savvy as us. And I do a lot of retirement centers and work like that because they really appreciate Frank Sinatra and the music of that era. So feel free to use it to spread the news with our older folks that are out voting.
Yeah, while we're at it, let me give that website. It's www.sinatra, that's S-I-N-A-T-R-A, .BZ, as in boy and zebra, /ron.html. Again, that's www.sinatra.BZ /ron.html. You can go there and listen to the song right there on the webpage. I think it's downloadable too, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Feel free to download it, put it onto CDs, and give it to your parents or friends that might dig Sinatra. It's a fun way to introduce them to Ron Paul, just the whole concept. Maybe they'll help join our fight here. But anyway, that's the reason that I did the song. It's just to help out in any way I can. So.
Yeah, I like how when we were talking on the phone last week, you mentioned that you never were involved in politics because you never found a candidate before, never knew of one that actually represented the interests of the general public. There wasn't one that was worth even paying attention to. This really is the first one to come along across the board is.
And it wasn't just his words. I mean, his concepts are fabulous, and the things that he's saying really seem to me to be what we need here. But for me, there was also this underlying feeling that the guy is
sincere.
This is what he really believes. He's not just saying it. And then the deeper I looked into his past, the more I realized this guy's the real deal. And I'm blown away. I didn't realize he was a man of such integrity. I'm for Ron Paul and I appreciate any efforts that you guys are doing here, Charles and Kerry. It's fantastic, and we want to just share the word. Don't be shy, talk about Ron Paul with people. So it's good.
I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but there's efforts now being undertaken by the current administration to curtail radio like this, getting the word out to people to counteract the propaganda in our media. And that's really all it is anymore. Our media just lies for...
Yeah, this is one of the things that I do consider a lot. These new internet channels are super democratic because without walls, you can be you yourself without a license from the government can broadcast your ideas and concepts to the rest of the world. And I think it's absolutely powerful and important for the community, for the earth, that we keep this the internet as unregulated as possible. I think it's super important, and that's another reason why I was for Ron is because he says no to internet regulation. I mean, the guy does not want the government stepping in and squashing this powerful tool of the people. And just another reason why I love Ron Paul and really have to, don't take for granted the internet. Yes, there's a lot of crap on the internet, and yes, just as well as truth, lies could be spread on the internet. However, it is our tool. It's a tool of the people, and we want to keep this open and free.
Absolutely, and that's what he's all about. Okay, folks, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Rick Ellis.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. We're joined by Frank Sinatra imitator Rick Ellis, who's come out in the past year and is now campaigning, if you will, for Ron Paul. He's got a Ron Paul song out. Singing like Frank Sinatra, a spinoff of the old New York song. And it's really good. It's helping to create an awareness of this man who actually stands for we the people, stands against corporate control, stands against big government, stands against private banking interests running our monetary system and profiteering off of it by driving us into poverty, raping and pillaging our economy, which is just what they're doing and have been doing for decades now. It's why we're in the mess we're in. Why our economy is on the brink of complete collapse, and that's no exaggeration to say that. I don't know if you caught it last week, Rick, but the Dow took a huge dive.
Yes.
And at a time where the things are already on the edge as it is, and you know the prices of oil are skyrocketing exponentially, you know, to take a dive like that, it's amazing that the balloon hasn't popped yet. I mean, there's so many times you can squeeze that thing and keep blowing air into it before it's going to pop.
Well, you know, I would have to say I'm, you know, spent most of my life as a musician, so I don't know a lot about the economy, but what I do know is what I'm feeling in my own pocket. I know that I've got three jobs and you know, I make ends meet, but I'm certainly I'm not a homeowner. I think there's a lot of government waste. I believe the the whole idea that we're supposed to be out there and be the world police is very, very expensive. And I think it's time we really take a good listen to Ron Paul and what he has to say about the economy. He's a sharp guy. If I had $100,000 to invest, I'd ask Ron Paul what I should do with it. And that's how, you know, strongly I feel about the guy. Not because I know anything about the economy, but merely because I really believe he's a man of integrity. He has proven that with his record, his voting record in Congress, and he's a stand-up guy.
He's beating the pants off of all the other contenders because what he says is no nonsense. It's straightforward. It's clear. It's common sense. It's what everybody wants to hear and has been waiting to hear, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, all you got to do is hear the guy, and it's like, son of a gun, he's the man. That's him right there. You're not getting the rhetoric that all these other puppeteers, these bozos, are feeding us. You know, it's
right.
Just the same rhetoric. They're reading off a script sheet, and you know that old saying, how do you know a politician's lying, his lips are moving? I mean, that applies to every single one of them.
Well, it's funny. I actually, on YouTube, where I have a version of the song uploaded, I always post every once in a while in the comments there, I'll post this challenge. It's the YouTube challenge, and it's basically watch a video of Hillary, Obama, Mitt, or Rudy, or any other candidate running for president, and then go watch a video of Ron Paul, and you'll see it. You'll see it. Ron Paul is the only honest candidate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It really makes you wonder now, for those that have not previously been aware of how our media works. After you do that, you compare the two sides, I should say, the Ron Paul side, which is the We the People side, and all the other thugs, which is the corporate side. You listen to the two different sides, and you see that astonishing difference. And then you look at the media and the way they ignore Ron Paul. That should tell you a little something about what's going on with our media. Who runs the media? Whose interests are being served by the media? Who are they working for? They're not working for us. If they were, or if they were even neutral, which they're not even that, then they would be giving both sides. And they would be admitting that Ron Paul is beating the pants off of the other contenders. But you don't even hear about it. They act like he doesn't exist. Although that's
right.
Starting to change. He's been on, I'm sure you saw, he was on with Jay Leno.
Yes,
a couple of weeks back, which is
excellent. Well, I think what happened is, you know, I noticed that myself. And again, that's why we really need to protect the internet. We really need to be focused and make sure that we don't lose this right for us to speak our voices and broadcast our own, this very public and global channel called the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep that. But I noticed one thing is, yeah, the media was definitely not interested in Ron Paul or anything he had to say because I think he threatens the very fabric of their stronghold in power structure. But what was funny is that when this thing went down where Ron got all this money donated in one day, I think it was $5 to $7 million or something like that, and all of a sudden all of the media was, hey, Ron, hey, that's really great. Hey, wow. And they wanted to talk about him. And I was thinking, you know, it's almost as if they're like they smell the money. Because they know, oh, the guy's got millions of bucks now, and he's going to be needing to buy spots. So if we, you know, give him a little bone here, then he'll spend money with us. I mean, that was my feeling anyway. So,
right.
Which is fine. You know what? It is. I mean, that is the way it's set up. So it is about money. It shouldn't be, but it is. And so that's another reason why it's very important to donate to Ron Paul's campaign is because the more money that he has, the more the media not only has to pay attention to him, but wants to because they want that they want those dollars. And so
I've always said if this system was run fair the way it's supposed to be, then all the candidates would receive from the government – from, you know, the public purse, the treasury.
Yeah.
They would all receive the same exact amount of funds, given the same airtime to say whatever their message is, and then let the public, you know, decide from there. But, of course, that's not the way it works. Whoever the biggest contributors are, those are the ones, you know, are given the most attention to. And it's just totally – I mean, it's a fraud from the start.
Well, you know, you would think that since we now have these, the ability for everybody to tune in to one channel and watch it, that, you know, in other words, back in before television or radio, it would, you know, how could you talk about your campaign nationally? You probably couldn't. And of course, back then, you might get into a newspaper, but that those were owned by a individual, one person, right. You know. So, but you'd think now that I love your idea, and I think that that would be awesome to have, you know, a single debate. Everybody can check it out and then make your choice. But it is it's we're kind of an entertainment driven television. Television is super powerful. Maybe the most powerful. And a lot of people sit in front of a TV. They get home from work and they're tired and they watch TV for 4 hours and then maybe unfortunately they turn on Fox Channel. and then you've got, you know, you've got so much propaganda there that it's unbelievable. And
that's all it is.
And they don't know, you know, they don't know. They're just sitting in it. I mean, they're soaking it up and, it's really a sad state of affairs. Thank God for the internet.
I mean, it's the last bastion of truth that's out there. You're not going to get it on the mainstream news, like you said, Fox. But, you know, even the other ones, they're not as bad, but it's, you know, they're still singing to the same, dancing to the same tune.
Right. Well, then, and they all have their own special interest in mind. It's part of the disease, you know. I think capitalism is awesome. I think that it's that if you work hard, you should be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. But there's still a part. Yeah, well, and there's still a moral aspect, and that is that hey, if you've got more than you need, you know, you share. You know, go help a neighbor.
Well, you know, capitalism, quote unquote, did used to work when the government actually was preventing corporations from abusing power and using their financial clout to advance their interests at the expense of everybody else. The government used to break up monopolies. You know, it used to enforce tariffs, which lightened the tax burden on the citizenry. But no, today they're doing the very opposite. They're rolling red carpet out for corporate profits at the expense of everything else.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Charles.
I was just going to say it's because the corporations really have hijacked the government now that they're able to do this. The corporations are the government today.
I think that's exactly right. What the government should do we're basically saying, hey, we're all going to live under the same set of rules, and here's the rules, and that's the government's job is to enforce those rules. But it's a battle. Was it, I don't remember who it was. I heard it this, but it really made sense, is that every generation needs a revolution. I think it's always going to be a constant battle between the powers of, you know, corporate, big money, and the United States government, the people, I should say. There's always going to be a battle because a way of, you know, corporate interests will get strong, and then we, right now, we're going to get Ron Paul elected, and then the people are going to be strong again. But believe me, they're not going to go, oh, well, we see the light now, and we're going to change. Maybe. We can hope, but most likely, if this is going to be an ongoing battle, we just can't really ever give up.
The one good thing with Ron Paul is, and, you know, we always have to realize that, you know, keep our hopes up to the end. But, I mean, they've been rigging elections for quite some time now. Let's face it. I mean, we haven't had a fair, legitimate election in this country for years, decades.
That's a fear. That's definitely a fear of mine. It's like
rigged or not, he's creating an awareness. I mean, he's bringing to light the fact that the Federal Reserve is a fraud. Nobody has ever mentioned that ever. The 1930s. There were some congressmen who brought that out in the 1930s, but ever since then, it's been swept under the rug, and nobody even knows what the Federal Reserve is.
I had no idea. I wasn't taught anything in school other than that I was, you know, supposed to pay taxes. I had no idea why, or that, I think we were just sold it. You know, I was just sold. That's just what we do. It wasn't until I heard Ron Paul talking about it when I ever thought, wow, you know what? He's right. Why am I paying all these taxes? Yeah. You know, I could certainly, afford, much better health care if I wasn't giving almost a third of my income to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if they were spending it in ways that I really believed, then that would be a whole other story. But this brutal war.
Well, I mean, you look at the GAO, that's the General Accounting Office's own website, and their federal budget pie shows that the whopping bulk, you know, 70-80% goes to the Pentagon.
Yeah, yeah.
And what is the Pentagon doing? Are they protecting our national interests? You know, they're just in carte blanche going into whatever country they want to, seizing their oil reserves or whatever other natural resources they've got, ticking off nations and increasing the threat of terrorism around the world, you know.
Exactly.
How are our national interests being served with that?
Right. I don't see it. I think it's not. I think it's the power, the money, you know, it's hard to discuss these kinds of things because I've never met that person or those people. But you see the destructive, footprint throughout the world. And sadly, they come from America, and that's disgusting and shameful. That's how I feel.
No, absolutely. You and a very large growing number of people. It was encouraging. A few weeks ago, Reuters ran a poll, and it showed that Bush now, and it's about time, he should have reached this status a long time ago. I think he did, but, you know, even their polls aren't always very honest. But nevertheless, officially now, Reuters showed that he was down to 24% approval. I doubt it's even that high, but nevertheless, even if we accept that as a legitimate, you know, number,
right.
He still has achieved now the lowest rating of any president in history. Hey, congratulations to him. He earned it. he is by far, this is the worst, absolute worst presidency in all of American history.
Yeah, I shouldn't even laugh. It's because it's really not funny. It's actually
it's disgusting. Well, I always say you got to laugh at him. He's a big joke. The whole administration is, but at the same time, yeah, it's very serious. The implications of, you know, the decisions they're making. I mean, they have overturned everything that's made this country great. That's all they've done, as a matter of fact. There isn't one thing you could point your finger at that this administration has done or said that has been good for this country. Not one thing, unless you're talking Wall Street, of course. But, I mean, for the country as a whole, you know, that 99.999% of the rest of us, everything he's done has been to dismantle, I mean, you name it, the economy, our political system, our constitution, our borders are wide open while he's supposed to be fighting terrorism. We've got the highest deficits in this country's history, the highest national debt. Our jobs have been sold by the millions over to China and India. The few we have left have had the wages driven down to poverty level. I mean, this is no exaggeration. This is, you know, our economy, the dollar is lower now than pretty much all other world currencies. I mean, we're really headed for third world status here. And then he's got this North American Union. I'm sure you've heard of that, right? This merger of Canada and Mexico. I mean, this isn't going to serve our interests.
I know Ron Paul is against that.
Yeah.
No, he's not for the North American Union. Right. Well, you know, there's only one way to get this heading in a better direction, and that's that if every one of us, you know, kind of puts our money where our mouth is and gets behind Ron Paul's campaign and donates to that campaign. I keep coming back to that because it is a sad state of affairs, but money talks in the media, and he needs some big media coverage. So I just want to, you know, plead to everyone to please consider that if you can put away, you know, a few dollars every week, and then at the end of each month, send off a even, you know, I'm 50, 100 bucks a month, you know, if we all did that, it's going to make a big, huge difference. We're already seeing it. TV gets all excited when Ron Paul gets a lot of donations. They get real excited and they start talking to him more and more. Please donate. That's what.
And it's great too, because the more attention and support he gets, the media are becoming more and more embarrassed. I think now they're scrambling. They're trying to act like they're not ignoring him when they have been all this time. But, you know, in spite of all their ignoring of him, the public, the message is still getting out there. The public is still following this man.
So I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, all they're doing now at this point by ignoring him is just showing people what liars they are, what propaganda artists they are.
Right. It's amazing to me when to go out and just see the amount of people that are showing up. And these are very active, you know, we're all very active people too. We're the kind of folks that on the day that they open up the voting booths, we're going to be there in line waiting anxiously to cast our vote for Ron Paul. So I think we've got a great chance here. I really do. But it's important that we ride it all the way to the end. You know, we stay on the bull for the full 8 seconds. You know, we've got to be there for the whole ride and not lose our focus on this. But yeah,
absolutely. I hear you there. Okay, folks, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Rick Elliott.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. Our guest today is not Rick Elliott. Maybe I'll have him on next week, but today's guest is Rick Ellis.
Hey, I like that guy, though.
Yeah, yeah. I guess if I'm going to give you a wrong name, it might as well be someone good like that.
I
tell you. It's this coffee I'm drinking. I don't know what's in it. But yeah, folks, Rick Ellis, you can go to his website and hear his Frank Sinatra-style tribute to Ron Paul, pushing him in his bid for the presidency here. You can go to www.sinatra.biz B as in Bob, Z as in Zebra, /Ron, as in Ron Paul, .html. Pretty simple address. That's sinatra.bz /Ron.html. You can go there and listen and or download his Ron Paul song. It's really good. Pass it on.
Yeah, feel free to download it. Use it in your video project. Or if you want to put it on a compilation of Ron Paul song D and give them out to people in your neighborhood, fantastic. Go for it.
There you go. And while we're at it, plug in websites. Once again, guys, I need to push his website more often. I get so busy day to day, you know, doing different things, having different guests. I forget to mention, I'm sure most of my listeners know, but just a reminder, guys, ronpaul2008.com. Go there, you know, give a donation. People always say, well, what can I do? There's a lot you can do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd venture to say that you're more dangerous as one person than you are as a whole group. You know, some people think, I'm just one person, what difference can I make? The biggest, most significant differences in history have been at the hands of one person. Of course, that's been in the negative, too. You know, you've had Hitlers and Mussolinis. But but it can work for the good, too. One person can make a tremendous difference for good. So don't ever think you can't. Yeah, absolutely.
I think back on when I was younger, and I'm ashamed to say this, but I'm going to say it. When I think about other times when I could have been politically active, I wasn't motivated enough, maybe because of age, probably, or maturity, but I can also attest to some fear, for instance, to join some buddies of mine, about 5 years ago when they were protesting a war. I didn't want to get involved because I was afraid of getting arrested or having some, you know, negative thing happen and block my selfish life, you know. And, well, that's understandable. And a lot of people don't want to rock the boat in their lives. You know, it's tough enough just staying on top of bills, and especially if you've got a family and kids or whatever. And so, you know, you can understand why people don't want to get involved. But I'll tell you what, it's scarier place now than it was 5 years ago, and it's not getting any better. And I personally am willing to give up some of my, as Ben Franklin said, you know, I'm you know, he that would give up essential liberty to attain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. So it's time for me to take a stand in what I believe in, even at the cost of whatever could happen. Who knows? You know, it's a dangerous world.
I always point to, you know, Hitler's regime. He came into power in 1933, but he didn't really show his true colors until 1939. There was a six-year leeway period there, and there was plenty enough warning where he was going to go. Mein Kampf was in wide circulation. Germany had all that time to stop him. Nobody did a thing. And we've really come to that point in our country's history now. We've got all the warning signals there. We need to take action, because if we continue to sit back and be apathetic, we're going to wind ourselves up in a worse predicament than Germany was in the 1930s. We've got to go to another short break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Rick Ellis.
With recent internet